organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmad Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 5th ayah of Surah Muhammad. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lokene, will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zaria.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم والذين كفروا فتعسا لهم وأضل أعمالهم ذلك بأن الذين كفروا كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم الحمد لله Ya Allah is telling us after He has told us whether like it will not cover bottle but recover what is asked him to move Bashidul Wasak, Imam and Nambado, Imam Bidan, Hatatala, how Zaraha, Zalik, whatever shall Law and Tasaramin, who are lacking the Abdu Abad, whom you bought, what does in a quarter look is a bit of a lady, the Amala, whom say I do my three Bala, with whom a janitor Allah Pahalam. Allah has told us that He is going to enter all those that fight for the sake of Allah or are killed for the sake of Allah, Allah will put them in paradise and Allah will also guide them and make their state of mind good and right. Then He now told us. Therefore, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, all of you that you believe, in tansurullah, if you assist Allah, yansurukum, He will assist you. And He will make your feet firm. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسًا لَهُمْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ But those that disbelieve and refuse to be among those that believe, فَتَعْسًا لَهُمْ Misery unto them. Let them fall down on their heads and so what? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ All the work that they do, no matter how good the work is, Allah said, I'll put the work to waste. Here, when Allah said, "In tansurullaha yansurukum," how do you assist Allah? And how does He assist you? Let us take the example that Allah has given us. Allah said, the best religion is that of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa Anittaba millata Ibrahima Hanifa. Hanifiya is natural disposition. What we do know is when a man gives birth to a child, you love this child, and the child looks at you as the ultimate. Whatever you ask him to do, he sees what you ask him to do as the only correct thing. Here, how can the child assist you when he's young? You have taken him to school. Is it money he's going to give you at that small age that he's going to school? No. What would you want him to, how can he assist you? To listen to you, that's all. Then to put effort. If he listens to you and he puts effort, and then he comes home and he said, my father, the exam result came out. I am first in the class. You are happy. He has assisted you, that's all. So if you want to assist your parents, the first thing you do is to try your best to listen to whatever he tells you. That's why whenever people come, they said, the teacher is going to talk in the class, or somebody is going to preach. He says, give me your attention. Give me your attention. What is he saying? In another place, some people say, lend me your ears. Lend me your ears. This is what he says. And a child, like we have said, the first organ that Allah has opened to receive is the ear. The eye or the sight, that is the next thing that Allah gives. وَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. The eye is more glorious. It sees something more fantastic, more beautiful. But the ear is more important. Because it is the ear you hear the divine message of Allah. It's not with the eye. So here, you have to give, first of all, attention. If you want to assist Allah, give attention. Listen. What you're asked to do, do it. And here, Allah is talking of fighting war. And I've said that this surah, from beginning of it to the end of it, is talking of fighting war. Physical war, verbal war, and psychological war. Each one is fighting it. And it's teaching Muslims how to fight each of these wars, whether with other than Muslims that declare that they are non-Muslims, as we have started now, or those that say they are Muslims, but they are munafiq, as you see later, or even those that say they are Muslims, they are not munafiq, but they are weaklings, as you still see before the end of the surah. This surah is addressing all this. But how do you assist Allah? If they say there is war, and it's physical, جَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنْفِسُكُمْ. Bring out your money. Bring out your wealth. Even you yourself, apply yourself. But you do that is not enough for Allah. Why are you doing it? Why are you fighting this war? لِيَكُونَ كَلِمَةَ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْأُولِيَا. لِيَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْأُولِيَا. To show that the word of Allah is supreme, not your own word. And all this, any physical, look, we said physical war, verbal war, and psychological war. All these are predicted that it is done because of Allah. If not, you have not done anything for Allah. Take your effort and go away. So that's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, you will never be able to stand firm for Allah except you are behind the Prophet, seeing nobody except the Prophet. He is your Imam. And he said, how do you do it? He said, the first thing, take your eyes away from every other thing. Sariman waslal gawani. Watazil zikral agani. Warmi bil baygil hisani. Wasla maktumat dinani. Wal malahi, wal magani, min kiranin, amabanin. Kullu ziwayika salabun. Wabgi ruhan lil maani. He said, Sariman waslal gawani. Beautiful ladies, take your eyes away from them. Watazil zikral agani. And music, no matter how beautiful it is, take your minds off it. One may build baitil isani. If you are with beautiful ladies and they are disturbing, ask them to go away. Wine, all these things, forget about it. Anything you see, don't let nothing captivate you so much. Wait, such a beautiful car. Wait, very beautiful girl. Wait, this. What is behind it? What is behind it? Kullu ziwayka sarabun. Anything you see at the end of the day is nothing but mirage. What giruhan lil ma'ani? What caused things to be mirage that at the end of it there is nothing? Then he said, "Me laysa li ghayrul muqaffa wa liza tama janani." I have taken that there is no other body I will follow, nothing but the Prophet. That's why my heart is okay. It's only when your heart is okay, you can fight. And then you can stand for Allah. When you are free, but you are attacked to so many things, how can you work for Allah? This is why you find a lot of ulama, they may be working, having a farm, but they don't want to work for anybody, so that they are not slaves twice. They want to be slaves of Allah and slaves of Allah alone. Then you hear Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz say, "Wa aini wa ayani." The Prophet, he is the one I put as my eyes, and what I see is the Prophet I want to see. In Tansurullah, if you devote yourself completely to Allah, Yansurukum wa yasbit aqdamakum, Allah will give you victory and he will establish your feet. You see, Allah is the one talking. If it is us, we will say, "Allah, establish our feet and give us victory." Afrik alayna sabran wa sabbit aqdamana wa ansurna. This is how the man will talk. Allah, give us patience, establish our feet, and then give us victory. Allah said he will give you victory, and then establish your heart, establish your legs. So anytime you see that you are on the path of Islam, Allah has already given you victory. What is remaining is for you to establish your feet firmly. Don't believe that you have victory. It is, the victory is meant for you to subdue others. No. When you have victory, it is now calling you to walk for Allah and stand and walk for Allah. Not that you go, walahul kibriya fi samawati wal ard, like we just passed. It's Allah that belongs pride and saying, "Allahu Akbar," not you. You find the Western military, what do? They have what they call, they have a band. And they have military band, is that not so? What do the military band do? After winning, they want to subdue the enemy. Then they start beating their band and marching and showing that others are. No, Islam is not like that. It's when you have victory that you become humble. So let us try to assist Allah by giving everything to Allah. Your hearing, listening to Allah. Your sight, when you come out, anything you see. تَبَكَّرُونَ بِخَلْكِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Anytime you are seen, see because of Allah and go back to Allah. Then your mind, that one is a no-go area. Because Allah said, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila aswarikum wa la ila aysarikum walakin yanzuru ila kulubikum." Your heart is what Allah is looking at. Completely give your heart to Allah, nothing else. If you can't give your heart to Allah, then Allah does not want anything. In another hadith, Allah is saying, "Ma wasa'ani samawati wal ardi walakin wasa'ani qalbi abdi mu'min." The firmament cannot contain me, but the heart of my servant can contain me. So give your heart completely to Allah, give your hearing completely to Allah, listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he's saying. Now Allah is talking to us. When you come to Salah and you say Allahu Akbar, put Allah before everything. When you recite Fatiha and you are reciting Surah, listen to the Prophet that he is one reciting to you, not any other person. And try to give attention and understand what he's saying. There are two issues. You have classroom. What do you have in classroom? You receive your lessons. You have the practical class. What do you do in practical class? To show that what you learned in the class, you can, is of use for you in the laboratory. When you are in Salah, you are in the classroom with Allah. The Prophet is the one teaching, and Allah is the one telling him what to teach you. When you come out of Salah and you say, "Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum," you are back to the world. You are now in the laboratory. You have to work with what you learned in the classroom. If not, it is it's of no benefit. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he said, "Anytime you see that I take Quran and I'm reading, I am back to the classroom." So let us know that anytime you are holding the Quran, you are back to the classroom. What are you studying? When the Imam recites a surah for you, what did he recite? Today, like today is Friday, the Imam did khutbah. Ask yourself, the khutbah he did is on what? Can you remember it? That was the classroom. The surah he recited was the lesson from Allah. Did you remember it? If you remember it, now that you are back into the laboratory, which is outside, are you applying it? إن تنصروا الله ينصركم الله will give you victory ويثبت أقدامكم and by the time you come you find that your legs are firm. If you are asked to come for physical war, be ready. You have to come for verbal war, be ready. For psychological war, be ready. Within your house, within yourself, within your house, within your community, and always be with the Muslims. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعَسًا لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. These people, this kuffar, Allah is saying, mercy to them. Let them fall on their faces because they hate what Allah has revealed. When Allah says something that they like, they are happy. When they are called to war, they don't want it. And you have to go to war.
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ.
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ La mawli lahum. Allah is now asking, after giving this lesson and telling us what will happen to the mu'min, what will happen to the kafir, Allah is now asking the Arabs that are in front of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a Medina surah. Allah is asking, Afalam yasiru fil ard? Is it not that they are always going out? Are they staying in one place? If they are staying in one place, they should stand up and go about on the earth. Fayanzuru. And then their eyes should see. Not that they are just going out, they should see. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. What is the end of those that were before them? What is their own end? دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah destroyed them. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ. And for those people that disbelieve, أَمْثَالُهَا. That is their own example too. They will be destroyed if they don't follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah is asking them, anytime you are going to Yemen, you see the house of the people of Ad. Beautiful houses, built in that time, that the technology today, we don't have it. Houses built and built inside the rock, and yet there is ventilation there. How did they do it? They know. Then when you go and you are going to Syria, they also see what happened to the people of Lut. How Allah destroyed them. All this, don't you see? The same thing with our people today in the country. Our politicians, you watch. Don't think that you are smarter than those politicians that were before you. For what is their fate? Those that were before you that did not follow the writing and did not work for the country as they should work. They did not care for the welfare of our people. What happened to them? Some of them are there now. They are like they are not there. Some of them died. Some of them, they even suffered before they died. Some of them look at their children today as if their fathers are not people like that. Don't you think, don't you see, when you go about on earth, like all of us, we came here, we are going home, don't just be looking. See, watch the villages you are passing through. Why are these houses, some of them are debris? Why are these houses, these ones are new ones? Any new house you are seeing today, in 50 years' time, it's a debris. It's an old house. Go and find out the most beautiful house 50 years ago in Samaru. Let them show you. There was. Go to your village and say, let them show you the most beautiful house 50 years ago. Who owns it? Nobody knows his name anymore. Allah changes it. It's only truth that stands. And stand with truth. And the truth is the Quran. The truth is the Prophet. The truth is Allah. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah destroyed all. What is Kafirina? amsaluha. Why is it like it that all these people, did Allah destroy them, nobody can listen, nobody can see them again, nobody can hear them again? ذلك بأن الله لذلك والكريم أمثالها ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا. That is because those that believe in Allah, they have a patron, they have a guardian. وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم. And these unbelievers called kuffar, they have no guardian, they have no patron, nobody will stand for them. Where they are not there, nobody is there. When you say wali and maula, wali is from taken from waliya, something very close, always very close to you. Then wali is one that is close to you, that is in charge of your affairs. Inna ma waliyukum Allah wa rasul. Allah said, wal ladhina amanu alladhina yuqimuna as-salata wa yutuna zakata wa hum raki'un. Allah said, your wali is Allah. He is the one who is close to you everywhere you are. Huwa ma'akum wa aina ma kuntum. He is also wa huwa rabbukum. He is one in charge of your affairs anywhere you are. You to be wali of Allah. Here, when the Prophet sallallahu they went for war, the war of Badr, they did not prepare for the war, but Allah gave them victory. Laqad nasarakum Allahu fi Badrin iz antum azillatun. They were few, they were small, and Allah gave them success. They came to the war of Uhud. And in the war of Uhud, because of some mistakes in taking the orders from the Prophet, they were temporarily defeated. But they were not defeated in our own. In that temporary defeat, the Prophet everybody scattered. Suddenly, the group of the Muslims were routing around in one place, were coming together in one place. Then Abu Sufyan was looking at the Muslims' flank has been scattered. And when immediately he saw something around, then people started saying, Satan came and said, Prophet has been killed. The Prophet has been killed. Abu Sufyan was happy. The Prophet has been killed. He said, Kai, this is a good news. Kai, but he's not sure. Because he knows Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when people were still saying, the Prophet has been killed, then he shouted, Abi Qawmu Muhammadun. With those people there, is there Muhammad? The Prophet said, La tujibu, don't answer him. Abi Qawmu Ibn Abu Kahafa, is in that party, is there the son of Abu Kahafa, that said Abu Bakr? Prophet said, La tujibu, don't answer. Abi Qawmu Ibn Khattab, in the community, in that community there, is there the son of Khattab? He's talking of Umar. Before the Prophet could say La tujibu, Sayyidina Umar could not contain himself. He said, Umar is, the Prophet is here, Abu Bakr is here, and Ibn Khattab is the one answering you. Whether you like it or not, Allah will disgrace you and will defeat you and will make a nonsense of you. We are there. Then Abu Sufyan, when he heard this, he said, yes, for now I have heard the truth. Then he told his said, Ali Hubbal, Ali Hubbal, raise Hubbal. Hubbal is their idol. Raise Hubbal, shout Hubbal. Prophet said, answer them. What do we answer? Say, Allahu A'la wa Ajal. Allahu A'la wa Ajal. They are saying, up Hubbal. You say, Allah is higher than anything and is more splendorous and magnificent. Allah is higher than anything and is more splendorous and magnificent. Then when they answer like this, they don't know what to say. Then they said, Lana Uzza wa la Uzza lakum. We have idol Uzza. You have no idol. Then the Prophet said, Allahu Mawlana la Mawli lakum. Allahu Mawlana la Mawli lakum. Allah is our patron. You have no patron. And
They believe in Allah. So when you say Allah, that is the end. They don't know what to say again. So with this statement, Allah defeated them. That's why Allah is telling us here. When you see what's happening to the kuffar, the unbelievers, Allah is defeating them. Nobody is remembering them. Know this. This is the reason. ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَيْفِينَ لَا مُوْلِي لَهُمْ. Today we are talking. We are mentioning Abu Sufyan. Why is Abu Sufyan being mentioned? Because of the Prophet. When you mention Abu Lahab, why? Because of the Prophet. It's the Muslims that are mentioning this book. When you say Bukhtar Nasr, at the time of Nabi Isa, why? It's because Muslims are the ones telling the stories now, telling the history now. Namrud of Nabi Ibrahim, who remembers him now? Nobody. It's Muslims that are talking about him now. What of Firauna? Where are people of Firauna? Where are they? They are not there again. Who is talking about them? It's people of Allah that is talking about them now. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. Because Allah is the patrons of those that believe in Allah. Look at it today. We are the ones staying and talking of our Prophet, talking of Nabi Isa, talking of Nabi Musa, talking of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, talking of Nabi Nuh, talking of Hudu, talking of Salih. Where are those people that said they were against them? Where are their own people? Let them also come and talk today. Where are they?
إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار والذين كفروا يتمتعون ويأكلون كما تأكل الأنعام والنار مثوى لهم.
إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار والذين كفروا يتمتعون ويأكلون كما تأكل الأنعام والنار مثوى لهم. So Allah is therefore telling you, just like you see that from the beginning of the world till today, it is those that side with Allah that are recounting the history. We are the one that remain. Those people are gone. That's how it will continue up to the hereafter. We will also be the one that will remain up to the hereafter. And when the hereafter comes, Allah is saying, Inna Allah yudkhilu allatheena amanu wa amilus salihati. Allah himself will enter them into paradise, himself with his hands. What is this paradise? Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. This is a paradise that underneath it, rivers are flowing. Anywhere you go, the river will be following with you anywhere you are. Not that you left where the river is. You go, no, anywhere you are, that river is with you. Walladhina kafaru. Those that disbelieve and say they don't believe in the Prophet and they don't believe in Allah. Let me tell you who they are. They are kuluna. Yatamatta'una wa yakuluna. Today, they think that this world is the only thing they have. Yatamatta'una. They are busy enjoying. Wa yakuluna. And when they are eating, they are eating. Kamata kulanam, just like the way animals eat, that's how they eat. Walazina kabaru. Yakuluna yatamatta'una wa yakuluna kamata kulanam. Wa naru mathwan lahum. Don't worry. All this that they are eating, this body that they are fattening, it has an end. Their abode will be hellfire. Here, Allah is reminding all of us, let us be patient. Like those that were going to war with Nabi Dawood when they said, Rabbana frig alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin fa hazamuhum bi iznillah. If you are patient, Allah will establish your feet and we will get success. Let us be patient. Always Allah is saying, Inna Allah ma'a sabirin, Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Allah is with the one that is patient. It's not a joke. When Allah says he's with a particular party, then you should know what it means. Allah will enter people into paradise. In other places, wasaqahum rabbuhum sharaban tahura. Allah himself will give you drink to drink on day of judgment, which is hand. What are you looking for? Walladhina kafaru yatamatta'una wa ya'kuluna kama ta'kulu al-an'am. Those that disbelieve always in this world,
They are not satisfied with the ordinary enjoyment Allah has given them. They want excessive enjoyment, even if it means they will destroy the narrative. Don't you see how the sun is going orderly? Don't you see how the moon comes in orderly fashion? Don't you see how the season comes in orderly fashion? Don't you see how the air is moving in orderly fashion? The northwest wind is still northwest. The northwest is still the northwest. Look at the sea. Look at the land. That's how things that is for Allah is. They are orderly. Look at Islam. Look at our Quran. Not only are they orderly, they are there. You can't cancel them. How many times do you pray in a day? 5 times. Subuhi, 2. Zuhur, 4 raka'ah. Asar, 4 raka'ah. Maghrib, 3 raka'ah. Ishai, 4 raka'ah. Does it change? No. Anywhere you go in the world, Muslims are in unison. That's how they pray. That is Islam. That is the orderliness. Only the one that created this cosmos in an orderly manner could have had this religion that is so orderly. Any other religion, if you go to where people are worshipping, each worship will have its own way of worship. You can never put them together and to be in unison. You can never see it. Only Islam you will find in, because it's from the one that has this cosmos, that's created this cosmos. Therefore, the non-Muslims, the kuffar, they want things to be done in a manner that is haphazard. Allah make a man, a woman, a woman, a man to marry a woman at the age of puberty. They say, no, you are not yet ready. No, this lady is not a woman, it's a lesbian. They want to change things. They want to confuse it because the way their religion is confused, that's how they are. You will not see a Muslim talk of lesbianism, of homosexuality. If a Muslim is talking about homosexuality, he is a cursed Muslim. He's a cursed Muslim. Where did he get it from? If a Muslim woman is talking of lesbianism, he's a cursed Muslim woman, and he dare not bring it to Islam. But the other people, because their religion has no standard, somebody will say, no, allow them to marry now. A man to marry, no, that's how their mind is. That's how Allah has created it. The same thing when they come to eating, they just want to enjoy the eating. Enjoy the, what are you eating for? They don't know. Allah is teaching us, if not in any month in this Ramadan, you are eating to have energy to stand up to pray. Kulu, washrabu, wala tusrifu. Eat, drink, don't go into excesses. Don't say, I want to sit down on the plate and eat for the next 30 minutes. Eating cannot be more than 5 to 7 minutes. You are finished. Drinking is not more than 1 minute. Don't say, I want to go to my wife. I want to stay there for 30 minutes, 1 hour. It's not more than 5 minutes. What are you doing there? All these things is by those that are distorting. It's even only human beings that you see meet with their wives when they are not going to have procreation. Other animals, it's only when they are going to have procreation they meet with their counterpart. But Allah make you to be able to enjoy your wife. Leave it in the natural manner it is. Don't eat and say you continue to eat like an animal. This is where we have to be very careful. The Prophet ﷺ, he was given the choice to be either a king and a prophet or a slave and a prophet. He said, oh Allah, I want to be a slave and a prophet. When you give me, I'll be happy jumping. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thank you Allah. When I don't have, I run to you begging, Allah, give me, he said, this is what I want. وَرَوَدَتُ الْجِبَالُ الشُّمِّي من ذهب عن نفسه فأراها أيما الشمم وهكذا زوده فيها ضرورته إن الضرورة لا تعد على الإسلام. He was going one day, it is confirmed today, that particular mountain, there is a lot of gold inside it. That gold was making salam unto the Prophet. As-salamu alaykum ya Rasulullah. The Prophet answered it. He said, I have gold, I will be vomiting for you. Take and use the way you want. The Prophet continued his journey. He didn't even look back again. He said, is that what I came to the world for? No. He said, if you say zuhud, Prophet is ma'asum. Once in a while, yes, eat, enjoy, because it is because of us. But learn and see. When you see the president coming to a place, will there be dinner for him? There will be dinner for him. When this dinner is done and everything is put there, the best of food, when he comes, does he sit down and be eating like a child? He just picks small and go away. That's what you're supposed to do. قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرجت لعبادي والطيبات من الرزق قل يا للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا قال ذات يوم القيامة all these good things were done for you, but you are the king. Just take the little you need and go. Leave the rest for the people, for the children, for the animal. Even the rest, go and put it in the dustbin. Let dogs and pigs come and eat from there. If you see this food eating anything, don't think that it is meant for them. No, it's meant for you. Just take the one that is meant for you. That's why you're asked to give zakah. Whatever is remaining in your money, give it as sadaqah. There's a difference between zakah and sadaqah. Everybody must give sadaqah every day. Everybody. Try to give sadaqah every day if you can, or every week if you can. But zakah is meant for those that have riches up to a particular limit. But sadaqah is every day. So don't eat anyhow. One day, the Prophet, it was his custom, whenever he's traveling out of the town, he will go to his wives, bid them farewell, then come to Sayyida Aisha, bid her farewell, come to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and bid her farewell. When he's coming, then he will go to the mosque, pray to Allah, and bid farewell to the mosque, and go. When he's coming back, he will come and start to take it in the masjid. After that, he will enter Sayyida Fatima and get her. One day like that, he came. After entering the mosque, praying, enter Sayyida Fatima, he came with some gold, some apparels, and he dropped it for Sayyida Fatima. Then he traveled. When he came back, Sayyida Fatima had taken the gold. It has been converted to bangles, jewelry. The dress has been sold. He clothed Hassan and said, now Hussein, and the gold, he was wearing them. And when the Prophet was coming back, after he had masjid this time, he entered. Immediately he entered and he saw Sayyida Fatima with the jewelry, with Hassan, and said, now Hussein. He didn't talk to anybody, he just turned back and left. Sayyida Fatima said, what is it? What is it? The Prophet come from journey, entered my room, will not even say salama, will not even listen to me, will not even smile. I have done something wrong. What have I done wrong? Quickly he thought, Kai, this thing that the Prophet brought for me, it was not for me. It was for me to use to make sadaqah. Quickly he removed it. Removed the gold. Say, Hassan, Hussein, come. He removed their dresses. Put them their normal dress. Put on. Call somebody, please. Take it to the Prophet. Say, he should help me to give it sadaqah to people, Ahl al-Sufati that are there. And when the person went, he met the Prophet with the fukara, the poor people surrounding him. Sayyida Fatima said, I should bring this for you so that you can make sadaqah to all the poor people surrounding you. The Prophet gleamed with smile. Happy. Fatima said that. He took it, divided it. Out of happiness, he stood up, went back to the house of Sayyida Fatima. He said, Allah said, I'm Sayyidu Rijal al-Akhirah, Rijal al-Jannati. I'm their leader, and you are Sayyidat Nisail, Alim Sayyidat Nisail al-Jannati. You know why Allah make deal like that? You know why Allah said, your name is Fatima? Because you have been weaned from the love of this world. He was praising her. So it's not anything that Allah gives you, you just take and use the way you want. Sayyidina Muhammad said, because your heart is desiring something, you just go and buy it. Make istikhara. Ask yourself. Hope is not a fitna for you. It's not a fitna for others. Inna lillahi fatanu al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat thumma lam yatubu falahum azabu jahannam walahum azabul khariq. You sit down, you are eating, you put chicken here, you put this one here, you put that one here. Poor people are passing you, they are seeing you. Is that not fitna for them? Are you an animal that is being fattened so that your meat will be used for others to eat? So let us be very careful. Let's not do things without having thought of what is the effect on others. That's why Allah is saying that this one is the kafir that have this behavior. Always nakafaru yatamattauna. Always they are enjoying from this town to that town, from this country to another country. They don't even care of their brothers whether they have money to even eat or even go to school. There are people that are about, there are Muslims in this country, they are always going, they are in Dubai, they are in London, they are in first class plane, their brothers cannot pay the school fees of their children and they don't care. Some of them don't even know. They're just enjoying. وَيَاكُلُونَ كَمَاتَ كُلَّ أَنْعَامُ. You have Muslims that if you go to their houses, there is meat in the fridge, full. There is roasted chicken. There is this, there is that. Go and ask of their brothers. Go and ask of their cousins. Some of them are finding difficult to eat. Shame on you. Are you among the kafir? So that's why Allah is telling us here. We shouldn't take the habit of those who are unbelievers. Because for them, وَالنَّارُ مَسْوًا لَهُمْ. They are going to hell. You, Allah is going to enter into paradise. Don't follow them to hell before you come back to paradise.
وَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً مِّن قَرْيَتِكَ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَتْكَ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ فَلَا نَاصِرَ لَهُمْ.
وَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً مِّن قَرْيَتِكَ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَتْكَ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ فَلَا نَاصِرَ لَهُمْ. Allah is now telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh Prophet, don't worry. This particular surah is a Medina surah, but this verse was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his way from Makkah to Medina on his hijrah. Allah is telling him, وَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ. How many is it of cities? وَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً مِّن قَرْيَتِكَ, that are much stronger, are much bewildering than this your Makkah, that even if they are to raise an army, they can't raise up to 1,000 army, just about 1,000. But look at these cities that are stronger. This your community that expunge you out, akharajatka, that make you to live, that make it difficult for you that you have to live now. Ahalaknahum, we destroy them. Fala nasir lahum, there was nobody to assist them. No helper. So, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't worry. In a short while, you will go to Medina. You will be there. You will be powerful. Allah will raise your religion. You will come back, take over these people. After destroying the strong people that among them that claim to be strong, some of them will be destroyed in Badr, some in Uhud, some before Fatu Makata, and the rest after Fatu Makata in Hunain and the rest. Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Therefore, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً, that are stronger than these people. So don't bother what is happening to you. It has happened to your fellow brothers. Abraham, Hud, Salih, it has happened to them. أَهَلَكْنَاهُمْ, we destroyed them. وَلَا نَاصِرَ لَهُمْ, there was nobody to come and assist them when the time for destruction came.
أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ.
أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Allah is now asking Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't bother, what is happening? أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ, is it this one that is uncertainty from his Lord, who is better? كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ, is he like the one that his work is made to seem fair and nice to him? What about ahwaahum? Because nothing is happening, he's just following his whims and caprices. Here we have the Quran in the language that it was revealed to us. No book today is from Allah that can be presented in the same language it was revealed. So where is the book? And we follow the book, letter to letter, word for word, sentence to sentence, chapter by chapter. Who else has such an opportunity? The Prophet is receiving message from Allah. Angel Gabriel is bringing it. And he's telling his people. And you can see the message is still here up to now. Therefore, people that are holding the Quran and are talking about the Prophet and are following his Sunnah, they are the ones who are ala bayyinatin min Rabbih. Those that are following their minds, if their mind tell them this today, they follow it. Tomorrow, if it changes, they follow it. They are the ones. Zuyyina lahu su'u amalihi. These are the ones that their evil job seems nice to them because they are following their mind. Now somebody is going on the street. You see a lady. You don't know her, where she's coming from. Just because you see it's beautiful, you want to go and meet her and have and fornicate with her. Do you know whether she's sick? Do you know whether she's going to give you a problem? You don't know. But your mind make it good to you. You are in government. You are asked to look after the trust. You start stealing the money. And you believe it's correct. Why? Because you see, your mind makes it look fair to you. But a person who is in the Quran, he will know that when you take bribery, when you take rashawa, that like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, meat that is grown from haram, nothing is better for it than hell to eat it. Inna Allah tayyibun la yakbalu illa tayyiba. Allah is clean, does not accept except what is clean. But these people, they have no book. Their book is their mind. So when evil will come to their mind, it will make them to feel that the work will look beautiful. Oh, if I can take this money, nobody will know I've taken the money. Then I will have a big, beautiful house. I can buy this car. I can send my child abroad to go and study. With people's money, you send your child abroad, that abroad he went, that studies, which way is the blessing in it? Stolen money. That's what's happening today. Today we are in an era where people believe if you are looking for work, is there any money you can steal from that place? Not the salary part. If there is no money you'll be able to make or steal from that place, then that's not a work. But when you get your salary regularly and you have nothing to steal, people take you that to be a fool. Let us follow what is written down. Let us follow the book. Lata kulu amwala latima zulman. Don't eat the wealth of the orphans unjustly. Because any wealth you are eating is for somebody. Somebody who does not have a father in that place. If his father is there, he will not allow you to take it. Those that are eating all this bribery, all this money that belongs to the government, belongs to the people, what they are eating in their stomach is fire, and it will take them to hell. So let us not follow our whims and caprices. Let us follow the Quran. Let's follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah forgive us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah increase us in faith. May Allah make us to fast this Ramadan. May Allah make us to be among those that are counted to have fasted the Ramadan. May Allah grant us the love of Allah and the Prophet. May Allah put our leaders aright. May Allah grant us the strength to put our homes aright. May Allah make us to know this Quran more. Bijah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah raise Muslims wherever they are. May Allah raise Islam. May Allah put Islam above all other religions. May Allah strengthen Muslims wherever they are. All those that are assisting Islam with truth, may Allah assist them. May Allah assist Islam with truth. May Allah destroy falsehood. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to sleep. May Allah give us good health. All those that are looking for health, that are sick, may Allah grant them health. All our ladies that are looking for good husbands, may Allah grant them good husbands. All our young boys looking for wives, may Allah grant them good wives. All of us that are here schooling, may Allah grant us victory in our studies. May Allah grant us good job that we will do. May Allah make us to be among the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. May he reward the Sahabas for us. All those that have assisted in bringing knowledge up to us to this moment, may Allah assist all of them. Jahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah make us to leave this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. As-siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatih lima ughliq. Al-Khatim lima sabaqa nasrul haqq wal haqq. Wal-Hadi ila siratikal mustaqim. Wa ala alihi haqqa qadrihi mubdaril azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. As-salamu ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.